Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti, and we're going to be joined with another Bo. It's Bo Bauer from Notre Dame, one of the fabulous prospects. And I am not going to lie and say that I am intertwined with the deep inner settings of Notre Dame football. But I can tell you this, Bo, the people that I have talked to that have been around you and talked about what you meant to the Fighting Irish program, I mean, it is five stars all the way. I mean, you established yourself at an iconic school to become an iconic figure. And I just want to give you a kudos to all that hard work that you've put in. But with that said, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Man, just having a great day, living the dream.
That's the way you should do it, my man. So, we got so much to talk to about in a short amount of time, but I always like to kind of backpedal and rewind it back to the Pop Warner Pee Wee days. As a young kid growing up in PA, were you the bigger, better athlete from day one?
Sometimes not. I always prided myself from a young age of trying to outwork everybody and be the best version of myself. But football has always been a part of my life, and I just love it.
And it's gotten you this far, and you're preparing for this 2023 draft. I got to ask, you're doing your thing. You're playing what? You might have been playing all the sports. I guess, when did you kind of find out and start to know that you were going to be on that defensive side? I'm sure you probably played multiple positions till you got to linebacker, but can you kind of take us through that process?
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school. I was just trying to contribute in any way possible on the varsity squad, and my head coach sat me down and said, we just want you to be a linebacker. We want you to focus on that. And so I kind of started specializing in linebacker, and as I got older in high school, started contributing to other facets of the game. But I had mostly always focused on linebacker and was introduced it as soon as I came into high school.
And then, like I said, Cathedral Prep, and you kind of had to take off because you're getting a ton of offers from all over the country, Power 5 programs. And what led you to Notre Dame? How did you know what you wanted to be a part of that rather than some of the other impressive universities that were recruiting you?
If you've ever been able to step foot on Notre Dame or talk to anybody that's been a part of the program, it's just a really, really special place who can develop people holistically, meaning, mentally, physically, academically. And I really just bought into that and wanted to develop myself to the highest level I could.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Bo Bauer here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your pods, you can find this particular show available with Bo Bauer, the standout Notre Dame linebacker. So I don't think anyone who knows you or knows your background knows that you kind of built yourself up into the player you are. You started there. You've carved out a niche from 2018 on. I believe you're the 2019 Special Teams MVP, and that will be an awesome thing to add to your toolbox. Come draft day, teams knowing that you got that Special Teams attitude, and then you build it up. And heading into this year, you stayed, and you ended up getting banged up, and you weren't able to finish. But how happy were you just kind of building yourself up? And I know this 2020 season couldn't have been the season that you wanted in terms of getting hurt, but just – can you just look back and kind of reflect to our audience what it was like to build yourself into the player that we're talking to tonight?
It was definitely a journey. I contributed to all the great people I was surrounded by at Notre Dame during my time there. They guided me and helped mold me into that person I needed to become, that player. The seniors and the captains before me prepared me to step into that captain role this year and kind of pour into those younger guys and get them ready to then be captains and leaders of the next generation of Notre Dame men. So the process was great. From a young age, I'd always wanted to contribute in whatever way possible. If that was special teams defense, whether it be. And so I kind of found my niche, like you said, on special teams. I ended up falling in love with it. I would never want to play football without playing special teams. So just it ends up being find whatever way you contribute at the highest level for your team.
Yeah, and Bo, when I'm thinking about it right now, I mean, what something that you could say for the rest of your life was I was a team captain for Notre Dame. I mean, you know, you could say you're a team captain for Milwaukee Bucks. It just doesn't have the same ringtone to it. You could say, you know, you're a team captain for, I don't know, a hockey, just Notre Dame team captain. That is something that you can take with you for, you know, the rest of eternity if you want. So you're here, we're talking draft. And there's a lot, again, to discuss, but I always ask this question of all our guests. If we three in the film room, you're with these NFL teams, they're breaking down Bo Bauer, what do you think they're going to love about you? I'd like to say that these are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with.
I mean, I think first off, you have to talk about special teams productivity. I think I'm one of the most productive special teams player on all four facets of the game. I'm a backup long snapper. I'm able to step into that role in an emergency. And I've also shown that I can do a variety of things on the defensive side of the ball, whether that be base defense or kind of run your third down nickel packages. So I think you kind of just get a Swiss Army knife in me at the end of the day.
That is. And I did not know about the long snapping background. That is definitely a nice little thing to have in that toolbox. Now, this is your pod. And again, we'd like to give you as much love because we do know those guys at the next level listen in. What could go unnoticed about your game? It could have been great. Well, we know you're a team captain. You could have been a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe some of the schemes in Notre Dame didn't allow you to showcase certain things. Anything to add that can help you fall in their good graces as we build towards this 2023 draft in April?
Sure. I pride myself on my preparation and my process focus. So it's every day looking to get 1% better. It's spending as much time as you need in the weight room. It's taking those extra moments to sit down with other people who are playing a significant amount on defense and watching film together, pouring into other people, finding them to be the best way, encouraging people to be on special teams so we can have one of the best units in the country. You know, it's you're not always seeing everything that goes into what actually happens on the field. And I really do pride myself into being one of those people who put the most effort in off the field to have the most success on the field.
Excellent. And I think that's come to fruition for you, Bo. I think you've definitely done that. I think that's why we're talking to the guy that has the achievements that you've created. Now, this is a cliche question, and I think it just helps the audience possibly identify you more as a player. But do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level? And we're not saying that you're saying, you know, you're as good as Fred Warner, or you're better than such and such. But the family, friends, teammates, coaches saying, hey, Bo, you know, we watched that Monday night game, and when we see this guy, you know, you kind of remind us of him.
Usually it comes to a variety of guys who found their niche on special teams and played for a long time over the years just because they love it so much. And really, if I pride myself on anybody, I would love to be someone like Luke Kuechly in the film room who's put, you know, he's known for putting in so much extra work. So it's really just more of kind of uniquely who I am.
Fair enough. I love Kuechly, and you talk about, man, you're talking about a productive individual. Pro day and everything is right around the corner again as we build towards this. Are you feeling okay? Or I mean, are you going to be able to participate, or are you kind of still, you know, in, you know, I guess in the process of healing?
I'm in the process of healing. I'll be participating. I'll be doing the 225 bench test, and I'll also be long snapping at the pro day.
Awesome. Dang, I can't believe I didn't know about the long snapping. I mean, I can't know everything, but I know it now, Bo. I know it now. How did you start that? I mean, was that something you learned in high school? Was that something you picked up in Notre Dame?
My senior year of high school, one of my coaches, you know, had the forethought to think this is a valuable skill. And then I kind of kept it in my back pocket throughout college. I actually ended up being the backup in a few games. And then I just decided might as well go with it. I already have the skill. And if I could sell it to a team that, you know, I'm looking to try to contribute in any way possible, and if this can be useful to you, I would love to give you that skill.
Excellent. We've had a lot of long snappers on. Some of them have trick shots. Have you mastered any trick shot, or you just stick strictly to the practice or the, you know, the real snapping side of it?
To the real sticking to the basics there.
Okay. We had one kid on. He could, you know, put them through trucks while they're driving by and all kind of crazy things. Bo, listen, it's been fabulous to have you on, and we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Now, we usually reserve this question as a boy band or a male runway model, but since you got the long hair, we're going to go rock band or male model. If you had to choose one of those two professions, absent of playing in the NFL, would we more like to see you as the lead guitarist in a rock band or a male runway model?
I think the lead guitarist for sure.
Excellent. And how about this one? It could be anybody on that Notre Dame coaching staff, but what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you, your teammates, anybody got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
I would say Coach Freeman for sure.
any particular thing or just practice itself?
Step the front and let it be.
Fair enough. And then the final one, as we approach the draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to hear your name called and find out where you land. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made to celebrate your next journey into the National Football League?
My grandma makes a real mean sweet and sour pork chop, so that'd be fantastic for sure.
Wonderful. Well, Bo, your grandmother's now on the clock for sweet and sour pork chops, and you are on this clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we just can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level, my friend.
Thank you for your time.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Bo Bauer, the standout from Notre Dame, joining us here on the C2P. And his kid is a little bit of a throwback. You just talk about a grinder and a kid that's just kind of built himself up into a legit, legit prospect. And, he discussed special teams, but, I mean, he was emerging as a hell of a linebacker prior to, you know, five games in. I mean, he was establishing himself as a guy that can really dominate that position. So there's a lot to like about this young man as we dive, you know, closer to that April 23 draft. But nonetheless, a lot to like about him and continued success for him as well.
This has been a C2P exclusive.